Sunday, 25th of November, Rav Tzvi Kuzulewski, Inyone Chanukah.
So, of course, Chanukah is very soon here, so I decided to speak about Chanukah. And there's a very, very unusual chazal brought down in a few places. Kol Hamradim, all the Mradim Yisbatim. The Osset Lovi. The Vav, Mechanike, and another one which we're not speaking about this time. The other one is Purim, but now we're speaking about Chanukah. And the question is obvious. I mean, talking about Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot will be mispatel, and Chanukah will remain. The Raisa, this is Rabbanan. I mean, why Eps Chanukah should remain? Why should Chanukah remain? More than, of course, there's even a bigger Pella. The Pella is, what does it mean, call out where the Yisbatlu? That's one of the most important Ikrim. Chas v'sholem. That's a goyish and musikas can bottle their own Torah. There's no such thing. Zoy satayra v'tiyem uchlefes. How can you say such a thing? As an aside, it reminds me, my father, Zechoinu Lebrocha, had Shabbat Lebos, Tzugin Kuman, one of these, Bissel Apikoyvis, comes over and he says to him, Rabbi, it says that Zeis HaTeir Eloi Tiyan Muchlefes. So how is there medicine? It says, Lomid Ekrosh Mochazim, So my father said to him, he said, the Torah vetzach nishbait, the Torah will remain, the chazer will change. Oh, that's a good joke. But I'm either the chazer or the Baal Kekashe. What house is it? There's a Torah like this battle. I think that the beer is this. The Gemara in Brochus, famous Gemara. Maskirim Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilus says Kol Yemei Chayecha Lohavi Mimois HaMashiach Machlekes. So the Gemara brings down Omrem Ben Zoyme, there's a Pasuk in Yimayohu, Hine Yomim Voim Numa Hashem Velo Yoyim Oid Chay Hashem Asher Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim Elo Chay Hashem Asher Helo Asher Hevi Ezera Beis Yisrael Meretz Tzefoinon. What are you talking about? He says. It says Mefurish in Tanakh that there'll come a time when they won't even talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. They'll talk about the Nisim and Yifloyes that will come in Yemesa Mashiach. So he said, why should talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Klima? Should they Shibud Malchias Iker or Yitzias Mitzrayim talk about it? It doesn't mean to say that they'll forget about it completely, but the talk about the Nisim, Oysa Nifloyes, Gedoyus Levado, Kilon and Chazdo, it will be such Nifloyes that we'll see Gevaldik and Nisim much more than it was in Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the people then will say, Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's small Nisim compared to these Nisim. I think this is the pshat over here. The pshat is that what we're saying is, Loshen Bittel is like Bittel B'loiv. What's Bittel B'loiv mean? Bittel means Bittel B'shishim. The Hashivis becomes bottle. Hashivis becomes bottle. Because there'll be such even greater Hashivis. So that's the pshat. Right? It doesn't mean to say Hashashav, there won't be a mitzvah for Pesach Shivis. Of course there'll be the mitzvah still. But the Bittel will be that they'll talk more about, you see, it's about the Nisim from the Gulev, Mishmais HaMashiach, then the Nisim of Mishraim. So that is a beer, that's the first step in the beer of this Chazal. That we're certainly not talking about Mevatel Mitzvahs. But then the Kasha now remains even stronger. In that case, how can you say that the Nisim of Chanukah are greater than Yitzias Mitzrayim? It doesn't make any sense. If the pshat is bitl means the chashivas of the nisim will be so great, so what? They're not going to be greater than the nisim of Chanukah. We're making the kasha stronger in a way. But let's start from the first pasuk in the Bereishis. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Vayi Or. Vayalakim Etzor Kitoiv. Everybody knows that what is this Or? There wasn't yet any Chama Levana. There was nothing, no sun, no moon, nothing, no stars. So what's the light? There's a special light the Gemara brings down in Chagiga. Moses says, Or Shekodesh HaBorchu. The Or that Kodesh Borchu was Boire, and the first day, it was a special Or that you could see, Sefer Mitzvah Oilam. The unbelievable Or. And the Kodesh Borchu was gone Zoyle Yosid Lavoi. Because it wasn't good for this world, for the Shoyim in this world. The Tzadikim Yosid Lavoi, and that's what the Pesach says, Or Tzadikim Yismach. Sameach lo yinamer yismach lo osid lovoy, there will be this order for the tzaddikim. And that's the Or HaGonos, this special type of Or, which we have no musik type of Or it is. Now, if we go a bit step further, we can see now that the Or of Chanukah is connected with the Or HaGonos. The Rekeach says in Hukas Chanukah. He starts out, Madlikin b'Chanukah Lamud Vov Neos. Why is that? You know how to get to 36? It's simple mathematics. 1 plus 8 is 9, 2 plus 7 is 9, 3 plus 6 is 9, 5 plus 4 is 9, 4 times 9 is 36. We have 36 Neos. So what does it do with 36 Neros? And he brings down the Psikta. The Psikta says that Loshin, that for 36 hours, Adam HaRishon was Zoyche to use the Argonis, even though he sinned, which the first 12 hours before, then Shabbos, and Shabbos night even there was the Or, and Shabbos day there was the Or. It's unbelievable what's going on. 36 hours, and that's the connected very Lamed Vav hours of the Or HaGonos. So we see already a bit of a connection. Now, the Or HaGonos has to do with Or of Chanukah, and the MS, you can learn it from the Medrash, besides this Keach, which is a Rishon, but there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that there was Choshech al Pnei Asoyim. Who is the Choshech? Yovan. Yovan is the Choshech. That's what's in the Medrash. So what's then according to this Yor? Well, Chanukah. If Choshech is Yovan, so Noah must be Chanukah, right? What does it mean exactly? The Shloah HaKadosh is a Bishlam Masber also this in Yomim. Brings it down from the Kabbalistic Sefer. It's like Chanukah. This was the Chanukah of the Olam. Like they used the Chanukah of the Neiris in the Mechadish, the Beis HaMikdash. So this was the Chanukah of the world. The world is created, and now we have to bring Or into the world. This is the same type of idea of Chanukah. And he says, Yehi Or, Yehi works out to be a gematria of 25, just like Kofei. But the pshat, ha'omak is, why is Chanukah already mentioned in the Bria Soilam? What's it doing in the Bria Soilam? The Teretz Udos is a ganze tachlis from the Bria Soilam. What's the purpose of the Oilam? The whole purpose of the Oilam is to give a person a chance through his own work to reach the Adalga of understanding the Klokai that the Bainshem is the Bria Soilam. That Ruchnius is everything. That the whole purpose of life is to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else. What was Yovan trying to do? Just the opposite of Tachlis. To cut off the world from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was the whole Tachlis of Yovan. that the human being is the center of the world, there's nothing bigger than his own seichel, the whole thing, that was the whole tachlis. That's my sechoshes. Hanukkah is the opposite. Hanukkah showed there's an or. So now I think we have already, at least at the first stage, we have an answer to the question which we started. What was our question? Our question was, why of all the Chagim, why should it be that Dafke Hanukkah is the one thing which is left over? But now the way we explained it with our first Yisoid, that what does it mean bottle? It means the Chashivos is bottle. Why? Because there's the past and the future. In the past, when did we see great things? Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was the time. It doesn't say Barasi Oilam, because Barasi we didn't see. Actually, now, with science, we can see the Bria Soilam on this. What they call the Big Bang, and some ice. It's clear. It's so funny. They themselves are made on the Bria Soilam. But the Torah says one thing you saw with your own eyes. Yetzias Mitzrayim. And after Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no suffix as a Torah. But what you're going to see, because of the Amen, will see such nisim that even the great, everybody will have to be made as a Torah. The nisim will go over and above the Gemalda Kenisim that was Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's hard to imagine. And that is actually the reason that the Moedim are bottle. Because what does it mean, bottle? You don't have to talk anymore about the past. You'll talk about the future. But now it's the future, it'll be the present. What do you have to talk about what happened in Mitzrayim when you can talk about what happened in Russia and in China and in Iran and Iraq? It's a different world you have. You have it in front of your eyes. You've seen these similar glories. You see where a whole world goes against Klal Yisrael? A whole world, not just the Yavam. Huge powers. The powers of the world with all their might coming against destroying one little country. And they won't succeed because the Kodesh Baruch will take a hand and you'll see Nisim in the floors. So that is actually why the old Nisim will pale in comparison. They'll pale in comparison. However, Hanukkah, as we explained, is the beginning of the future. Or Tzadikim Yismach, in the future there will be the Or HaGonuz. And the Or HaGonuz doesn't just mean a physical light. That light brings with it a spiritual light. It doesn't only mean you'll be easy to see from here to there. It means that you'll be able to see the emes, the whole choshech will become bottle. Olam hazeh doma lechoshech, all the silliness, all the theories, and all the isms, and all these type of things which science against religion, all these stupid things will become clear that they have no value and that the emes will come out so clear that nobody can say otherwise. So in that case, Hanukkah really is in the future. Hanukkah is now a beginning and a taste of the future. And the Or, this Or HaGonus, is already in the lights of Hanukkah. Rebbe is to sit, look at the Hanukkah Licht and see great things. So now, I want to make the next point. The Chayyeh, we can ask a question. Does the Or of the Neos Hanukkah have to do with Or HaGonos, or does it have to do with Or HaTorah? I'm going to show you very clearly it has to do with Or HaTorah. Torah itself has an Or. It's a Mefushim Medrash. Medrash says, Vayas Bitzalel Es HaOrim. Hado Dixir. Pesach Devorecha Yoyo. Bishor Shabo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olamoi. Choshech HaPnei Asoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Or. That was his first move, Yehi Or. Yehi Or was the beginning of what we could consider the creation. Moshe v'melech shebona paltrin, but he has to show, so you have to bring in electric, you have to have electricity, you have to have light. That's Pesach Dvorach Yoyo. Mimen olam v'rach tzadikim b'tzalol, when he made the Mishkan, he said, what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do first? The Or. Therefore, I'm making the Orin. Malal explains that the Orin is a Loshen Or. The Orin is really the place with the same type of Or that was created on the first day. And he brings down the proof to it. Why do we have eight days and a menorah of eight kanim? This is where you see everything, the whole thing beginning to emerge. Why is there eight? Because the Torah is also eight. If you make a cheshbin, the Lam Natzeach, the first one you say on Shabbos, which talks about Torah. First it says the seven psukim talking about the Shemesh. Then it all of a sudden starts, Tiras Hashem Tamima. It's eight. Eighth means above the seventh, above the creation, above the natural world. And that's Torah. So therefore, the Torah and the Menorah have one thing in common. They have a certain Or. This Or is a supernatural Or. And that's why there was only seven. And they weren't, the Menorah wasn't in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Pach, which had the Or, which they were able to light it, was not in the Heichal, it was in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Kodesh Kedoshim, where the Aron HaKodesh was, from there comes out the same type of Or, which we are celebrating in the Hanukkah. And that's why we have eight, because eight is above seven. But of course, this is no contradiction to what we're saying. On the other hand, this is exactly what we are trying to say. There's no contradiction at all. The Torah is gonos in the Torah, the Or, this same light of Osid Lovely is gonos in Torah. That's where it was hidden into the Torah. The Gemara says, the Medrash says in Tanchume, Ha'om asher olchim b'choshech ra'u or gadol. Eilu ha'melem b'Torah b'Talmud Bavli. Ha'om ha'olchim b'choshech ra'u or gadol. Those that go in the darkness, they in the end see. So those are the Amelim Batera. Those are the Amelim Batera. I always say to my boys, Oh, my Olchim Bachoshech, what does that mean? When you come into a situation, it's dark. It's completely dark, no light whatsoever. So what's the first thing you would think of doing? Mm-hmm. What would you think of doing? Well, sitting down, waiting, maybe we'll get light. No! I'm saying, Holchim Bachoshech! Then you can be wrong. You have to get the light to the end of the tunnel. So, what does it mean? Of course, Torah is very hard to learn. If you want to get to the emes of Torah, to the depth of Torah, it's very, very hard. You have to have a lot of amelus. Amelus means really hard, difficult work you have to put in. And Aram Ha'Ochem Ha'Choysech, but that's the secret. If you don't give up and you keep working and you keep going on, in the end you see the tremendous light which emerges. The Baba Turan brings down the remis to this. In the Pasuk it says, S-O-O, you take it together, S-O-O is Torah. You take it, the Tof, that's the, and the Ha-Torah. Tof is Reish Adet and Hey, and then that comes out to be Torah. What are the Gematria mean Taryag? S-O-O ki Torah, Sefer Torah Bris, the Sif Al-Pia, the Volum Karasim Chabris. The whole Pasuk is Meramis to Torah Shebal Peh, that's the Bris. And why? Because through Torah Shebal Peh, a person who is Omel in Torah Shebal Peh receives a light. A light comes down on him and he's able to see the truth. He's able to see through all the sheker, all the lies that this world perceives in it. The lies that the world is made for you in order to spend your life looking for gashmistic type of pleasures. That's your hedonistic, which is Yavam. And then you learn, no, there's no nothing like the Mesikas HaTeva of Ruchnius. And there's more, of course, that's just the beginning of the Ruchnius. And from that Torah, from Yarameves Batorah, you can see the Oragonus. So Chanukah, there's no contradiction. Chanukah is the Oragonus. Some people will come, which is put away, treasured for the Osir Lovely. And it's also the Torah from now! You sit with the Torah now, you're close to the same idea. I remember once reading about one of the great Rebbes. I think it was the Chozer Milublin. He used to receive hundreds of people, used to come one after another. And he used to give each one tremendous aid to see. He was at Ruach HaKodesh. To see some unbelievable things he would say. Once in the middle of it, you see people, he says, I'm tired, I can't go on. Please, go out, let me go into my room and rest. Close the door, goes into his room. There was a little boy there. I think this little boy afterwards, Reb Chaim Tanzer. I was one of the big rabbis afterwards. And he didn't want to go out. He hid under the bed, under the... What does he see? The rabbi, instead of lying down for a good nap, takes out a gemara, and you can see he's learning with our kliches. Of course, the rabbi knew he was there, but the rabbi wanted to see. So he says to him, I think probably you don't understand. You think I was going to sleep. You have to understand. How do I give these answers? How do I know everything? From the Torah. The Ogat Torah. But it happens many times that so many people come each with his own sorrows, with his own things, that little by little I lose contact with Ogat Torah. And then I can't say anymore. I can't say anything anymore. That's the rest I meant. After rest from here, Yiddish, it's all Yiddish. I can't take it anymore. The author is goes down. So that's what I had to do. I had to go in and learn Torah with all my might in order to get returned to the author. And without Torah, I'm able to go on further and giving aces to each person that's coming. So I had no choice. I had to do it. So this then, I think, is what we have to take out from Chanukah. Chanukah is not just to play dreidel. Chanukah is not supposed to play cards. Chanukah has a lot to be said for us. Chanukah is the chag la'osid lovay. Chanukah will give us a taste, if we look at it correctly, will give us a taste of what's going to be. And more so than what we have already presently. Chanukah is the Ora Torah, which is Ora Gonus. And if we look at Chanukah correctly, and if we accept it the way we should accept it, then we will have received a treasure greater than anything else possible. This is a treasure which is, gives us a taste of the or which is going to come, Lossi. It can make us maminim again, stronger and stronger, give us Yerushalayim, can help us learn Torah. That's what Chanukah is for. Chanukah is not just for the past. If it was just for the past, it would become Bottle-Lossi lovely. If it was just for the past, so then there's much bigger reason going to be this mess. All right, there was a mess. Either a mess, the fighting was a mess, or the Chanukah. I always say that the fighting itself wasn't any great mess. Why did you make taka that the whole mess of Chanukah should be on the Neiros? They should make it to 10 minutes. If you take a look in the Siddur, it doesn't even mention the Neiros. The Siddur just mentions the fact that they had big Nechamis and Kodesh Baruch Hu was matzal them. So when we make the bracha on Nisan, we make it one. And the marshal I give, and let's imagine that there's another kasha which I have, which is this. Why does it say by Moshe Rabbeinu, if you see the Evan that he sat on, at that point you make a bracha? You make a bracha, it says that Borosh and Bosom Nisan, the Mokem Azeh, you can make the bracha by the Yarden, which they went over, like the Yamsuf, all kinds of places. But on the Evan, Shoshalov, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Bar Shoyach, what's to do with the Evan? The nest was down in the valley. The answer I give is very simple. Let's imagine that, what do they call this at CNN, what do they call this television that they send all around it at all these events? What is it called?
CNN.
CNN, that's right, CNN. Let's imagine that the announcer is coming. What is he seeing? He says, you know what? I see two armies. One army is Amalek. Amalek are well-known great fighters. You see the arm to the teeth. The other side, we find the Jews. This Joshua. They're not known so well as being big fighters. But they're fighting for their lives, for their children, for their wives. They're fighting for their lives. Now they're getting ready for one side, Amalek one side. And this battle has started! And the Amaleks are charging! And the Jews are retreating! And all of a sudden, now the Jews are regrouping up there, and they're charging, and the Amalek is retreating, and then finish off. Ah, the Jews have won. I can't believe it. It seems Joshua is a wonderful general, and so on. It's wonderful. And they were fighting for their lives, so it seems that's more important than being. Where's the nest? Where's the nest? But if he had been on top of the mountain where Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting, then we saw this! Because we saw he raised up his hand with Shemayim! And Yisrael looked up, Mishabdim, Libam Avim Shemayim! And then they win. And the hands dropped, and they're thinking of Kreikhav Atzim Yodi, and they lose. That's where you see the nest. And the same thing is true. Of course, it seems to be a mess, but I want to tell you what happened in Cuba. In Cuba, there's five people there also that they ended up with. And then they got rid of Batista because the people were with them. They knew the territory. There was guerrilla warfare. You could take away the nest of Chanukah just like that. But when they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they lit the or, the Rabban, the Ma'atim, that the Ma'atim was. Then they saw clearly, this is the proof that there was an S. It wasn't just fighting. And that's where you make the bracha. The bracha you make where it becomes clear that it's a miracle. Not where you think that you saw something. Could be, not be. So this then is what exactly we have to feel. It's not the miracles that we saw so much at that point. There wasn't such a great miracles perhaps. In the Tefillah, we don't even mention it, because in Tefillah, it's Hoidoyah. The Hoidoyah is for the fact that we were able to get rid of the Yevonim. All right, there was an Eschalik, all kinds of Nisim happened. I saw the Nisim happen in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not the Ike. the important thing that we have to remember about Hanukkah is that this is something which is giving us a taste of the future. Hanukkah's importance lies in the fact that we can get, if we could correctly perceive what we're doing, if we think behind what we're doing, we can perceive the oragonos, we can perceive the fact this wonderful life which will clarify everything. The whole darkness of the world will go away and there will be a tremendous light which will give us an understanding of what the Elam wanted from this world, what the tachlis of the world was, and make us clearly, without any way of disturbing us, we'll get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what, and at the same time, it's teaching us also that there's an aura of Torah, and the aura of Torah, if we are made in Torah, we will get a taste of what's going to be. I'm made in those that are really made in Torah. Their amun is a richtig amun. That's the only way. Not with philosophy, not with talks, not with anything else. Only Amelis Batira. Only Amelis Batira can give you this taste. There's nothing else. To learn Torah with all your might, to sweat blood on the Torah. That's the only way that you really begin to understand what the Ora HaGonos is about. You might not be able to get Ruach HaKodesh, I don't promise you you'll be a big Rebbe, but I'll call upon him, you'll be on the way, on the right way, and you'll be Bez Hashem Zoyche to the good Shleimah and the Ragonish.